我们赶快进入第四章。
Let's continue with chapter four.
第四章。
Chapter four.
我们现在第四章，他提出一个比较，我们是要跟这个世界做朋友呢，还是我们要跟神做朋友？
So in chapter four, it shows us a contrast. Do we want to be friend with this world, or we want to be friend with God?
第一节到第六节，先来看看什么叫做跟世界做朋友。
So from verse 1 through 6, let us see, what does it mean to be friend with this world?
你们中间的争战斗殴是从哪里来的呢？不是从你们白体中战斗之私欲来的吗？
Where do wars and fights come from among you? Do they not come from your desires for pleasure that war in your members?
就是其实很多的争吵跟那个争竞，就是比较，或者是一些口角战斗的事哈，其实都从自己的私欲来，就是我们从人引起的。
And many of the arguments and competition, they all come forth from our personal desires.
这个私欲怀胎在第一章不是讲吗？我们今天是被试探哈，是被自己的私欲牵引诱惑的第一章。
So in chapter one, it tells us that desire has conceived.
好，那个在第十四节哈，个人被试探的是被自己的私欲牵引诱惑嘛哈。
Here, verse 14 says that one is tempted when he's drawn away by his own desire and enticed.
就是欲望本身很微妙，有时候它有一个很大的驱动力，让你一直往这个方向走。
Desire itself has a force that will drive you towards them.
如果这个欲望本身那不是没有被节制到最后有一个结果，那如果以雅各书第一章来看呢，它这个一直无限的发展，到最后就是死亡。
And if desire is not controlled, then it will continue to grow, and in the end, it will bring forth death.
那有这样的一个私欲之后，那这个群体就不平安了，就混乱了。
And when there's such desire, then there's no peace among the people.
那之后就有很多悲惨的事情。所以四章第二节，你们贪恋还是得不着，杀害、嫉妒又斗殴、征战也不能得。你们得不着，就是因为你不求。
So as a result, it will bring forth a lot of sadness. We hear in verse 2 say, you lust and do not have, you murder and covet and cannot obtain, you fight and war, yet you do not have because you do not ask.
好，这个那时候意思是说，其实如果懂得跟神求，那个求，而且是能够知道按神的旨意求的，其实你求神就会他会回应你的求，你不需要去跟人家比较，去贪恋，然后用自己的手段想要去拥有。
So what here means that if you know to ask, and you know to ask according to the will of God, then what you ask will be given to you. You do not need to obtain it through the methods of competition or war against others.
那今天有很多的坏事其实都从人的贪心开始的，贪欲。
And today, many evil things, it's because of greediness.
今天为什么很多打仗，就是要争夺财那个资源呢？
Why are there so many battles and wars? It's because they want to fight over resources.
要争夺那个领土啊，就是我的啊。
They want to fight over their land.
为什么你要跑出去啊？那就是有很多的争竞，都是他不会满足，他说这个都是我的，这个就是比较，而且是这个叫做贪恋。
And many people, they are not content with what they have, and therefore they will go outside of what they own to rob others or to take over what other people have.
然后就用自己的方法想要去夺取了。
And they use their human ways to obtain them.
那其实第二节的意思是说，你所需用的神知道，你如果跟神求，其实神赐给你不是很简单吗？很轻松啊。
So verse 2 is, in other words, is telling us that.Everything that you need, God knows. So if you ask, wouldn't it be easier and God will grant you?
我们若懂得那个一切的好的那个赏赐都从天上来的。
If we know that all good blessings come from above.
就好像第一章，看第一章，雅各书一章。
Just like in James chapter 1.
第一章的第十七节。
Verse 17.
各样美善的恩赐，各样全备的赏赐，都是从上头来的，从众光之父那里降下来的，在他并没有改变，也没有转动的影儿啊。
Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning.
如果今天我们真的祈求一些良善好的，你跟天父求，他应许的，他一定给，你就得到了。
So if today we ask from the Father goodness, and if we, as long as we ask Him, then He will give it to us. We may receive.
你根本不需要去用自己的手段去拼命的争取，去夺，甚至是去抢夺别人的。
We do not need to use human ways to obtain it or to rob others from it.
那记得当你看大卫犯罪哦，那时候你看神多么失望啊！
When David sinned, how the God was greatly disappointed.
大卫的犯罪让仇敌得了亵渎神的机会。
Because of David's sin, it allowed his enemies to blaspheme against God.
在撒母耳记下，神跟他说：“你如果觉得你一个妻子不够，你跟我说，对不对？”神跟他这样讲。
In 2 Samuel, God told David that if you don't think one wife is enough, you can tell me.
那你为什么要用这个手段去夺取别人的妻子呢
？But why do you use this method to rob others of their wife？
那啊，为什么他会想要去夺人的妻子
？But why does David want to take other people's wife？
啊，就是因为他眼睛看到私欲这个欲望在里面出现了。
Because he saw it, he has a desire.
那神自己说啊，你如果求，就不需要犯这种罪。
And so for God said that if you ask, you will not be, you don't need to sin.
所以雅各书四章这里告诉我们说，其实很多事情我们应该懂得要跟神求就对了。
So what here in James chapter 4 is teaching us that many things we need to learn to ask from God.
就好像今天如果你说你的财务不够
，Just for example, today you don't feel like you have enough. You don't have enough wealth. You're quite difficult in your daily life.
跟主耶稣祷告。
Then pray to God.
而不用自己的方法去争取。
Do not use your own human ways to obtain them.
先求神的国、神的义，所需用的神会加给。
Because ask for his
不是最轻松的吗
？Ask for his righteousness and his kingdom first, and all things will be added to you. Isn't that a much easier way?
可是很可惜，这个求他们又不知道怎么求。我们下午再继续。
But what's sad is many people actually don't know how to ask. So we'll continue this afternoon.
所以最后就变成跟世界做朋友了，以世事为友的。
And because they don't know how to ask, in the end, they become friends with this world.
好，低头默祷。
Let's all bow our heads and pray in silence.
阿们。奉主耶稣圣名，我们继续学习雅各书。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we continue to study the book of James.
这是我们最后一节课啊，我们要把第四章跟第五章来把它看过一些重要道理。
This is our last session, so we will cover the most important points from chapters 4 and 5.
我们看第四章啊，刚才早上停留到我们要选择啊，做神的朋友，不要做世界的朋友。
In the last session in chapter 4, we were talking about how we need to choose to be friends with God and not to be friends with the world.
第四节哈，他说，你们这些淫乱的人，岂不知以世俗为友，就是以神为敌吗？所以凡想要以世俗为友的，就是以神为敌了。
Verse 4, adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God.
好，那跟世俗，就是这个世界做朋友，什么叫做世界
？What is the world？
如果按照那个约翰一书第二章十五节、十六节那里说的，世界就是世界跟世界充满的事情，就是肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲跟今生的骄傲。
If we refer to 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17, it says that the things of the world are the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life.
那所以这个世界基本上它有一个潮流，就是它有一个习惯。
So there are these trends in the world.
好，那如果我们不小心，我们就随着这个潮流，就是其实你就是跟它一样的嘛，跟这个世界一样的。
If you follow the trends of the world, then you become the same as the world.
因为朋友如果在一起久了都一样。
When friends spend a lot of time together, they will become very similar.
就好像夫妻生活久了，很多习惯都类似，相外差不多。老的时候，甚至那个样子越来越像。
And even between husband and wife, after living together for a long time, you begin to think the same way and even look the same.
所以跟世界做朋友，就是到最后我们的生活习惯，我们所看重的也会跟这个世界合在一起的。
In the same way, if we become friends with the world, then our habits and our lifestyle become the same as the world's.
那比如说第二章，他就提到说，不要按外貌待人，不要重富轻贫。这个世界就是很自然的啊，看重有钱的嘛。然后那些贫穷的就自然被忽略了。
In James chapter 2, it talked about how we should not show partiality and we should not show favoritism for the rich and despise the poor. But that is how the world treats people.
那我们现在这个世界，我们现在所处的环境，有一些不好的那个风俗哈，我们要留意的。
Today, when we look at the world, the trends and the environment, there are many things that we actually have to be very careful about.
特别是如果会影响我们信仰的。
Especially if they are things that can influence our faith.
就好像这个社会很强调个人的自由跟隐私，个人的权利。
For example, our society highly emphasizes personal rights, privacy, and individualism.
就是很强调自我，以自我为中心。
It strongly emphasizes individualism and the self.
那这样的一个想法，如果没有适当的被规范，用真理来调整哦，其实到最后信仰会很难持守，很自然就会跟世界一样了。
If we do not adjust this concept according to the principles of the Bible, then we can easily fall into the same way of thinking as the world.
在我们的信仰里，不谈什么叫做个人的权利。我们会觉得说，凡事都是神的赏赐恩典，我们能侍奉，这就是一个祝福。那这个不是说要去争取权利的问题了。
In the church, we do not talk about rights. We know that everything is given to us by God. They are His blessings and grace. And so, when we are able to serve God, that is His blessing. It's not a right that we fight over.
那这个世界，他很自然的觉得说。只要我喜欢，有什么不可以？就是以个人为中心的想法就是这样子啊。
In the world, using a self-centered way of thinking, people can do whatever they want.
那我的感觉哈，我有什么感觉，我有什么感受，我就要讲出来给大家都知道。
And people also emphasize their own thoughts, their own feelings, and they are very bold to share what's inside of them.
如果按圣经来看，这个是羞耻的，就是污秽的。应该是要改变的，但是现在反过来觉得，这就是我跟你不一样的地方。他很乐意的把它显扬出来，他认为这是荣耀，这个就是我勇气。我跟你不同，但是你要尊重我。
There are some things,
社会是这样子的。
There are some things that the Bible considers to be shameful and detestable, but for other people, they share it as if that is something they are very proud of. It's what makes them different, and that they need to be respected for it.
其实就是很自然的帮认为说，什么都是相对的，没有绝对，没有那个完全绝对的好，也没有绝对的所谓对或错。每一个人都相对的，所以你不能够说我错，那我当然不会说你对或你错。反正你个人每个人都自由的，你都尊重彼此，尊重就对了。你都不要去下判断说。到底谁是对，谁是错？
And this causes everything to become relative. There are no more absolute truths. There's no more right and wrong. So you cannot say that this person is wrong, and they also won't say whether you're right or wrong. Everything is relative.
是圣经里面的道理不是这样的。
However, this is not what the Bible teaches us.
所以为什么说罪进入世界的一个影响就是哈，没有不尊重神的善恶的标准，神的绝对主权。现在人就以自己为中心，由我来判断善或恶、对或错，是我说算。
So in the Bible, this is what happened when sin entered into the world. Man rejected God's absolute standard of right and wrong, and instead, man makes himself the center of the universe, and he can decide for himself what is right and wrong.
因为人是从吃了三个果啊，说分别三个树上的果子之后，其实接下来就是这种罪的生活的模式了。
Ever since man ate the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil, that is the trend, and that is their way of living.
那第一节跟第二节那里有提到这个，其实人的私欲，那私欲基本上都是享乐， 顺从肉体。
In James chapter 4, verses 1 and 2, it talks about lust. And lust is about our desires and our pleasures and enjoying our life.
所以第三节说，你们妄求，为了要浪费在你们的宴乐中。
Verse 3, you ask and do not receive because you ask amiss that you may spend it on your pleasures.
所以这个世界越来越注重享乐，肉体享受了。
So the world is emphasizing the pleasures of the flesh more and more.
如果我们现在跟世界为友的哈。
So if we become friends with the world,
就跟变得跟神为敌。
Then we become enemies of God.
那跟世俗为友的，第二节、第三节，你看的就是那个贪心的、顺从私欲的人。
If we become friends with the world, then we begin to covet and we will submit to the desires of our flesh.
第四节这个他讲这个淫乱的人。
First verse says adulterers and adulteresses.
那个淫乱的就是对神的心不专一了。
To commit adultery means that your heart is not faithful to God.
淫乱的人通常有时候就是脚踏两条船，就好像婚外情的，要爱这个，那同时要爱另外别个。
Adulterers and adulteresses, they have two feet on different boats. They love one, but they also love someone else at the same time.
同时要拥有，什么都要有。
They want to have everything at the same time.
这个叫心怀恶意。
And this is a
Double-minded.
A double-minded heart.
那这个也叫做属灵的淫乱。
And this
对神来看
spiritual adultery to God.
好，那第六节说这个骄傲，神厌恶骄傲的。
In verse 6, God hates the proud.
所以以世俗为友的这个世界，你看很自然啊，你有什么成就哈，哇，标榜自己哈，觉得自己很了不起啊，那个就是骄傲。这个世界一直在走这个方向了。
In the world, it's very natural that if you have some kind of accomplishment, that you become very proud and you boast about it. And the world is trending more and more in this direction.
最后都是跟神为敌。
But in the end, they all become enemies of God.
雅各他讲得很直接啊，他就是说，凡是想要跟世界为友的，就是以神为敌了呢。
So James says it very bluntly: whoever is a friend of the world is an enemy of God.
那所以。反过来说，我们其实应该要跟神做朋友了。
So on the other hand, we actually need to seek to be God's friend.
我们不能够跟神做敌人嘛。
We should not be the enemy of God.
好，所以看下一页，从第七节以后，他就告诉我们，我们应当要顺从神哦，来做神的朋友。
So if we go to the next slide, starting from verse 7, it tells us that we need to submit to God in order to be His friend.
要。你要跟世界保持距离，有一个要有分别哈，其实就是要借着跟神亲近，你才会看出世界的那个不好的地方。
You need to keep a distance from the world and be separate from it. And the more we draw near to God, the more we will see the true nature of the world and its wickedness.
如果我们没有跟这个世界有分别哈，我们跟世界走得很近。其实眼光啊，我们的眼光，我们的判断啊，很自然的就随这个世界。那当然跟神越来越远了。你说你做朋友，跟神做朋友，那不可能。
If we are always very close to the world and we do not separate ourselves from it, then naturally our eyes will always be on the things of the world, and then we cannot become friends with God.
那我们要知道这个世界的王是谁。
We also need to know who is the king of this world.
就是说现在在我们不要说创造了，就是说在主导或者在发展一些新的东西哈，那个在主导整个世界的趋势的，它那个原动力哈，原动力一开始看起来好像是某些人很有创造力，但其实最后的背后有一个力量在好像在推了。
So excluding the works of creation, when we look at the world and how it is progressing over history and the different kinds of inventions or new things that are coming about, at first it seems like man is very wise and creative and so they're coming up with all these things, but in fact there is another power that is working behind the scenes.
我们看主耶稣怎么说。
What did Jesus say?
看约翰福音第十四章。
Let's turn to John chapter 14.
三十节
verse 30.
约翰福音十四章的三十节
John chapter 14 verse 30.
三十节以后我不再和你们多说话，因为这世界的王将到，他在我里面是毫无所有。
Verse 30, I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming, and he has nothing in me.
这个世界的王将到，其实意思是说，这个黑暗即将要掌权了，当时候主耶稣要被出卖，被钉十字架，天地要变成黑暗了。
When Jesus said that the ruler of this world is coming, he is saying that the hour of darkness is upon them. Jesus was about to be arrested and crucified, and the whole world was going to be covered in darkness.
其实有很多那个魔鬼的作为，很多时候是隐藏的。
Many of the works of Satan are hidden.
我们如果没有小心哦，你跟随下去，你就上钩了。
If we are not careful, if we follow these trends, then we will.We will bite the bait.
但是我们在这个时代里面，我们已经脱离不了这个社会，就是说现在很多社会的作为你就不想跟都不行，就是像今天 你说你没有手机，你没有办法生存。
However, in today's society, there are many trends that even if we wanted to, it's very difficult for us to avoid it. For example, if you don't have a cell phone today, how can you survive?
你没有 Wi-Fi, 没有办法上网，很多事情你做不了。
If you don't have Wi-Fi or internet, you can't do many things.
因为这整个世界的趋势走向就是在这样的走，你已经没有办法抽出去说我不跟你一样。
Because the direction of society has already gone in this direction, and you can't really extract yourself out of it.
世界的王。
So the ruler of this world.
好，那再看哥林多后书第四章。
Let's also turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多后书第四章
2 Corinthians chapter 4
第三节
verse 3，
哥林多后书四章三节
2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 3，
如果我们的福音蒙蔽，就是蒙蔽在灭亡的人身上，第四节
4，
此等不信之人被世界的神弄瞎了心眼，不叫基督荣耀福音的光照着他们，基督本是神的像。这里提到这个这个世界的神。
So here in verse 4 talks about the God of this age.
把人的心眼弄瞎。
He has blinded the minds of the people of the world.
所以如果一直在这个世界跟他走得很近的，你渐渐的就模糊了， 也不会觉得说，哦，主耶稣讲那个什么天国永生很重要很向往，你不会，你一直追求，眼睛一直 看世界的东西而已。
If we are always close to the world, then eventually our minds will be clouded and we will not see the heavenly kingdom which Jesus has preached to us about. We will be blinded.
所以现在雅各他说，你看回来雅各书第四章，他说要顺服神，抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就离开你们逃跑。
So going back to James chapter 4 verse 7, it says, Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil and he will flee from you.
然后第八节，你们亲近神，神就必亲近你们。有罪的人啊，要洁净你们的心啊，你们的手，心怀恶意的人要清洁你们的心。
Verse 8, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded.
这里就提到说要以清洁的心清心来亲近神，然后神就亲近我们。
We need to purify our hearts because in order for God to draw near to us, we must have a pure heart.
最简单的，你就是不能再贪爱世界了。
And the simplest way is that we should no longer be greedy for the world.
不贪爱世界，当这个世界一直在强调享受，一直营造一个什么叫做成功，或者是什么叫做有福的人，财务很多啊，然后可以做什么做什么，这个叫做幸福，我们都要从这个观念里面跳出来才行。
The world teaches us that you need to indulge yourself in the pleasures of your flesh, and that the definition of being successful is that you have a lot of possessions and a lot of wealth. We have to be able to come out of this kind of mindset.
就好像你今天要住房子。
For example, if you're going to buy a house,
你就要一定要多大的房子，要几尺的，里面要什么设备。这个叫做像样的生活环境。
And then there is a certain standard in the world that you need to have a house of a certain size, certain number of square feet, and what kinds of features it should have for it to meet the standard.
但是真的需要这样吗？
But do you really need all those things?
我们今天有多少人的房子很大，但是你再怎么走就是那几个地方而已，固定的。
How many of us have a very large house and yet we only use a few certain rooms every day?
但是 就是因为生活变复杂，好像很多空间，但是其实让我们变得很忙碌，你的心就被锁在这个世界里面。
It seems like our lives are very busy with many different things, but all this busyness actually is entangling our heart, and we are being locked down by the world.
但是提摩太前书他告诉我们说，我们如果有敬知足的心，加上敬虔，就是大力，就是要能够知足，要能够过敬畏敬虔的生活。那这个其实就是要效法耶稣基督了。
However, in 1 Timothy, it teaches us that godliness with contentment is great gain. So we need to be content with what we have, and we need to learn from Lord Jesus Christ.
清心啊，我们清洁我们的心哈，能够亲近神，就是我们能够节制欲望，然后慢慢的我们会知道说，其实生活可以简单。那我们省下的时间。我们的精力，我们的金钱做什么？要做跟福音有关系，跟神的国有关系的。
So to purify our hearts means that we need to decrease and simplify our desires, simplify our lifestyle, and then with that extra time and resources, we should spend it on the gospel and on the works of God.
好，那继续看，他就会提到说。看第九节哈。
Next, let's go back to James chapter 4, verse 9.
你们要愁苦悲哀哭泣，将喜笑变作悲哀，欢乐变作愁闷。勿要在主面前自卑，主就不叫你们升高。
9 and 10. Lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and He will lift you up.
他前面其实就是针对那个心怀恶意的，或者是有罪的人，他这样讲。
This is what James says to the double-minded and the sinners.
就是要对自己远离神哈，然后一直追求世界这样的一个作为哈，会觉得说我应该改变，心里会觉得说我这是时间要改变了。
That in our hearts we need to have a desire to change our ways, to no longer draw near to the world and pursue after the pleasures of the world.
那如果我们有这样一个心智，然后看到那个更有价值的，看到神的好。跟神做朋友的好，那接下去就被提升了，我们的眼光被提升，我们的生命也变丰盛。
If we are able to do this and draw near to God and then see the value of the heavenly kingdom, then God will lift us up. He will lift up our eyes.
就是我们懂得在神面前谦卑。
And we will learn how to be humble in the sight of God.
神他阻挡骄傲的，他赐恩给谦卑的。
God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
反正在神面前，你谦卑自己绝对有好处，没有坏处。
Yeah, basically, if you humble yourself before God, there are only benefits and no negative consequences.
好，那我们接下来看第五章了。
So、next, we will look at chapter five.、
不对，下一段。
Sorry, the next section.
第十一节了，不是下一页。
Next slide, chapter four, verse 11.
第十一节，他这里说。这一段最后这一段，他告诉我们什么叫做敬畏神跟尊重神。
Here it's talking about how we ought to fear God and revere God.
第十一节特别说不要彼此批评。
So in verse 11 says, "Do not speak evil of one another, brethren."
你如果论断弟兄，就是批评律法。
He who speaks evil of their brother judges the law.
你如果论断律法，就不是遵行律法的，乃是判断人的。
If you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but a judge.
然后十二节强调说，设立律法判断人的只有一位就是那能够救人也能够灭人的，你是谁，竟敢论断别人呢
？Verse 12, there is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. Who are you to judge one another?
马太福音第七章除了登山宝训他就讲这个不可以论断这个问题嘛。
In Matthew chapter 7, in the Sermon on the Mount, the Lord Jesus already talked about this teaching regarding judging one another.
那因为我们常常看到人眼中的刺但是没有看到自己眼中的梁木。
We often see the speck in other people's eyes, but not see the plank in our own eye.
那七章五节，就是马太七章五节，就说这样的人叫做假冒为善。
And in Matthew chapter 7, verse 5, it says that these people are hypocrites.
他说你要先去掉自己眼中的梁木，才能够看清楚，去掉你弟兄眼中的刺。
First, remove the plank from your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye.
我们要一定要了解清楚，不是说那我们在教会里面弟兄姐妹有什么错你都不要讲话， 你住嘴，你不要 去管别人的事，不是这个意思。
So these verses are not saying that in the church if you see someone is doing something wrong that you should just be silent and not say anything.
什么叫做彼此劝勉？
What does it mean to exhort one another?
互相代求。
To pray for one another.
就是说你有一些错误，有一些不合真理的地方要被提出来。
If someone is doing something wrong, something against the truth, it must be pointed out.
而不是好像觉得说，这个每个人的自己的事啊，神自己判断，那跟我什么关系？你不要管别人啊，把你自己管好就好了。
Our attitude should not be that, this is your own business. It's between you and God. It's none of my business. You take care of yourself, and I'll take care of myself.
其实这样子也不合真理，其实是更错。
This is also not according to the Bible. In fact, it's a worse behavior.
因为我们看马太这里说，主耶稣的意思是说。你一定要先要求你自己，把你的良木先拿走之后，你才可以看得清楚你弟兄眼中的刺，就是他应该要改变的地方，你才能够帮助他真的发现，然后解决嘛。
What Jesus was saying in Matthew chapter 7 is that we need to first examine ourselves and change ourselves, and then we will be able to see clearly what is the true problem of our brethren and be able to help them correct that problem.
而不是说那他的事我不用管，那这样子就不需要弟兄姐妹了，这不叫做联络成为一体。
It's not saying that you don't need to do anything about the other person's problem, because if that was the case, then we don't need brothers and sisters. We can just take care of our own problems.
主耶稣意思是说，我们一定要先要求自己，我们自己要先追求。
But what Jesus was saying is that we need to first have expectations of ourselves. We need to have our own spiritual cultivation first.
不要批评，不要论断，就是说，其实每一个人都有不足的地方。那这个。不完美的地方要把它变成完美，不美的肢体要帮助它变得更好。
When Jesus says not to judge or criticize one another, we have to understand that everyone has their weaknesses, and as members of the same body, those who are stronger need to help those who are weaker.
那个论断它的那个意思就是，就好像你是审判官你说这样就是这样子，那就是结果嘛。就好像你是最终的那个判断者。
But when we judge one another, we are making a judgment about somebody as if we are the final judge, and our word is what counts.
其实最后的审判是神自己在做。
Actually, the final judgment is in God's hands.
所以他说我们不要彼此批评论断就是说有些事情。你看到一个人的这个行为或这样的一个表现，他背后有一个原因，是可能你不知道，但是神知道，最后是要神来判断才是的。
So in James it says, "Do not speak evil of a brother or judge our brother." When we see someone's actions, we only see the action. We may not see the motivation or the background to this whole event, but God can see all that, so He can make the correct final judgment.
那所谓的批评基本上都是持负面的，就是反对的态度，然后去给这个做的神hard time 的，就是要让他难堪。那个批评就是。反正你不满意，但是基本上都是觉得你不同意。
When we judge someone, we are judging based on the appearance, and we have an attitude of opposing them, and we give them a hard time. We're always against them.
有时候就变成人身攻击。人身攻击就是你是 attack.
And sometimes you even attack the other person.
那论断表示说你把人家定罪了的意思。
And then, judging means that you condemn a person as being a sinner.
其实定罪这个律法神设的，神最后有一个，他会，因为神他不是只有看人表面的行为，他还会看人内心。
But God is the one who gave the law, and when God gives His final judgment, not only will He see the person's actions, but He also can see what's in their heart.
只有神知道人的心真正所有的一切，人都看表面不准。
Only God can see everything that's in a person's heart. As man, we only see the outward appearance, and that is not accurate.
所以敬畏神的人，他不敢去随意批评人、论断人。
So a person who truly fears God will not casually criticize or judge other people.
那我们怎么办？如果说今天教会有一些不完美的地方，比如说牧者他做什么事，或弟兄姐妹当中在教会里面有一些什么你觉得很不合理的事或不应该的事，你怎么办呢？
So what shall we do today if in the church a council member or a certain believer is doing something wrong and how should we react?
我们应该是要先祷告跟主耶稣说。
First, we need to pray and tell the Lord Jesus.
凡事一定要先祷告。
We must pray first in everything we do.
这个叫尊重神，因为神他是主，对不对？这些做事人都是仆人啊，那主人在天上啊。你要说什么事，要先跟主人报告一下嘛。
This is how we honor God, because He is our Lord. We are all servants on the earth, and we need to report to our Lord.
所以我们观察到的弟兄姐妹的事问题，教会的问题，所有的问题，都先在祷告里面跟主耶稣说。
So whenever we observe any kinds of problems or wrong things in the church, we need to first put it in prayer and tell Lord Jesus.
那让我们能够在圣灵的感动底下。能够在适当的时候讲出对的话，而且能够对教会、对当事人有造就。
So that through the guidance and inspiration of the Holy Spirit, we will be able to say the right things at the right time to help the church.
这个也叫做慢慢的说。
This is also what it means to be slow to speak.
快快的听，但是慢慢慢慢的说，表示说你一定要先祷告跟神说了以后，然后再。祷告当中哦，圣灵会启发我们哈，然后你才会知道要怎样说啊，这个叫做慢慢说。
So we must be swift to hear and slow to speak. Before we speak anything, we need to put it in prayer, and then when the Holy Spirit inspires us, we will know what to speak, and we will speak it at the right time.
啊，不对的事还是要说。
If there is something wrong, we have to point it out.
如果不对的事你不说
，If there's something wrong and you don't point it out，
其实表示我们。对这个教会，我们对弟兄里面的爱不够。我们明明看到一个人要往死地里面去，或已经要堕落，你都不讲。
If we don't do that, then it means that we don't have enough love for our brothers and sisters. This person is going down the path of destruction, yet we don't say anything.
那有些人他们往死地里面去哦，你要把他拉回来的。
If people are walking down the path of destruction, we need to pull them back.
那我们因为时间的关系，我们就直接来继续看第下一段好了。我们不要再看别的，看第十三节。
Okay, so because of time, we'll move on to the next section. Let's look at verse 13.
这一段就是我们常常在布道会的时候会谈的。
In this section, we often mention it in the evangelical service.
要尊重神的主权，就是我们的生命哈，不是自己掌握的。
We need to honor God's sovereignty over our own life.
不要为明日自夸。
We should not boast about tomorrow.
这个人哈，今天明天我们要往哪里去住一年做买卖？其实他是很有计划的。
This person said, today or tomorrow we will go to such and such a city and spend a year there, buy, sell, make a profit. So this person has plans.
本身也很实际的，他不是只是做白日梦的光说不练的人，他是真的要采取行动去做事。
And this person also is very realistic and practical. They're not just daydreaming, but they actually have a plan and they're going to put into action.
那但是第十四节是说，其实明天如何你们还不知道啊？你们的生命是什么呢？原来还是一片云雾出现少时就不见了。
Verse 14. Whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away.
要想到生命算什么？那人算什么
？We need to consider what is our life and what is man.
那第十五节他就说，其实这个就是很重要的关键。你们只当说，主若愿意，我们就可以活着，也可以做这事或做那事。
Verse 15 is the key point. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we shall live and do this or that.
就是当我们在做计划的同时，一定要想到主权是要尊重神。你有生命，你可以存活的时候，你才可以有计划，才可以有未来。没有生命，什么都不用了。
When we are making plans, we need to honor God. We have to remember that we can only make plans and do things while we are alive.
那所以要想到说主愿意吗？这样做是神的旨意，神允许吗
？So we need to ask: Is this God's will? Is this something God permits me to do?
那如果我们没有，我们就想我想要做什么就做什么，我会很有计划啊，啊也很仔细的去筹划我的每一步路。
But if not, if we just do whatever we want to do, and I will make the plans for my life.
那这样子，第十六节说，其实这个就是张狂夸口。他说，在神面前其实是恶的。
Verse 16, but now you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil.
箴言二十七章说，你明天不发生什么事你不知道哦。
In Proverbs chapter 27, it says that you do not know what will happen to you tomorrow.
我们没有一个人能够为明日自夸。
And nobody can boast about tomorrow.
一日要生何事啊？明天要发生什么事情你不知道，神知道。
You need to grasp the opportunity today because you don't know what will happen tomorrow. Only God knows what will happen tomorrow.
如果还有今天，要把握机会行善，就是行出神的旨意。
While we have today, we need to grasp the opportunity to do good, to do the will of God.
这个叫做尊重神。
And this is what it means to honor God.
以神为友的人哈，就是跟神做朋友的人，其实最后一定会很尊重神。
Those who people who are friends with God will honor God.
因为跟神有很好的关系啊。
Because they have a good relationship with God.
就好像亚伯拉罕他做神的朋友啊。
Just like how Abraham was a friend of God.
那个神他要做什么？他去毁坏所多玛，他先跟亚伯拉罕讲。
And when God planned to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, He first told Abraham.
那亚伯拉罕就有机会为所多玛城的人代祷嘛。
So then Abraham had an opportunity to intercede for the people of Sodom and Gomorrah.
好，我们赶快看第五章。
We'll quickly look at chapter five.
第五章我们其实大部分在祷告会都讲过了。
We actually talked about this a lot in the prayer session.
第五章就是警告跟劝勉，它最后重点。
It's warning and exhortation.
它的警告就是针对那个不义的富足人。
His warning is towards the unrighteous rich people.
所以一开始他就说，哎呀，这些富足人应该要哭泣嚎啕，因为有苦难临到你们身上。
Verse 1, come now, you rich, weep and howl for your miseries that are coming upon you.
其实他很不义，又很贪心，想要累积很多财物，到最后这些财物都不见了，都生锈，然后衣服变旧，反正其实最后也是白忙一场。
They are unrighteous and very greedy, but in the end, their riches are corrupted and their garments are moth-eaten. So all their labor is in vain.
他只知道积攒钱财，他却忽略了神赐给他富有这些财物。神的目的，神的旨意是什么？
And they did not know what was God's will in allowing them to possess all this wealth.
那个富足人如果又不义哈，那这个破坏力就很大了。
If wealthy people are also unrighteous, then they can cause a lot of damage.
但是神他是听祷告的神啊，他也鉴察的神，所以人的一举一动他都知道。
However, God is a God who hears and sees everything, and He also examines our hearts, so He knows what is going on.
那我们要了解啊，将来的祸患来临的时候啊，其实富有人哦放不下，反而很难得救。
We have to remember that in the future, when trials and tribulations come, the wealthy are unable to let go of their riches, and it'll be very hard for them to be saved.
主耶稣不是特别提醒我们说，你们要思想那个罗德的妻子啊。
Jesus reminded us that you must think about Lot's wife.
罗德的妻子哈，他就往后一看哈，一看那就变成岩柱了。
Lot's wife looked back at the city, and then she was turned into a pillar of salt.
很有可能他是不知道啦，因为圣经也没写，只是。这个动作主耶稣特别提出，他就说，很有可能他放不下，也很可能他很好奇。
So, the Bible doesn't really say, but it's possible that on one hand she was unable to let go of her possessions in the city. On the other hand, she might have been very curious.
但是主特别在路加福音十九章说，你要回想罗德的妻子，而是说，当我们拥有很多世界的东西的时候，其实你会放不开，那你会一直往后看，一直往后看的人就。没有办法进神的国啊，主耶稣这样讲啊，手扶着犁，一直向后看的人就不配进神的国。
In Luke chapter 19, Jesus especially mentioned this example of Lot's wife, and basically he was saying that if you are very rich, you will always be looking back. You will not be able to truly follow Jesus. He said that whoever puts their hand to the plow and looks back is not fit to be his disciple.
今天我们要追求的富足，不是地面上就拥有财富，而是在信仰上富足。
Today, the riches that we are pursuing are not the riches of this world, but the riches of our faith.
第二章那里已经我们查考过的，我们现在心灵
贫穷的我们谦卑来到主面前，他要让我们在信上富足，所以我们要成为真的在信仰上富足的人才对。
In chapter 2, in James chapter 2, it already said that although we are poor in this world, we are supposed to pursue the riches in our faith.
好，然后看下一段。
So, next section.
第五章的第七节到第十一节。
Chapter 5, verse
7 to 11. 这个劝勉，我们要忍耐等候主。
Here it exhorts us to be patient and wait for the Lord.
忍耐等候，像农夫等候他地里的出产一样。
Just like how the farmer waits patiently for the fruit of the earth.
所以我们今天说有盼望的生活，我们最后的盼望实现就是，当主耶稣他真的来迎接我们那个时候，你就看到一切，那时候就跟主面对面，一切就明白了。
Today we are talking about having a life of hope. Our final hope is that on the last day, the Lord Jesus will come again to receive us to his heavenly kingdom, and we shall be able to see him face to face, and all shall be revealed.
那忍耐一定要成功。
However, we need to
忍耐哈，忍耐也当成功嘛哈，就是要变成。Perfect.
We need to let patience have its perfect work.
对，就是雅各书一章的第四节哈，你在百般试炼当中要忍耐嘛，忍耐当成功，所以忍耐要忍耐到底才算呢。
So in James chapter 1 verse 4 it says that when we go through various trials we have to be patient, but patience must have its perfect work, meaning we must be patient until the very end.
在这个过程当中，我们是存着盼望的。
Throughout this process we are filled with hope.
是有信心的。
And we have faith.
然后也是存着爱心
，also full of love。
就是我们本身哈，你看你是对那些受苦人，因为我们自己在这个等待苦难当中，我们也会对那些受苦人有怜悯心的。
While we are patiently waiting, we also might suffer, but then this will help us be compassionate to others who are suffering.
那如果我们对人有怜悯，那主才怜悯我们。
If we are merciful to others, God will also be merciful to us.
好，所以成功的人呢，就是有盼望的，所以信望爱。
So those who are successful have faith, hope, and love.
那最典型的榜样在忍耐当中，榜样就是约伯。
The best example of patience is Job.
那我们都知道神是如何最后祝福约伯的。
We know how God blessed Job in the end.
那约伯他最后也明白神他有绝对的主权。
In the end, Job also understood that God has absolute sovereignty.
然后他最后知道神他的旨意不能拦阻。
And he understood that nothing can hold back the will of God.
最后他也体验到神是满心怜悯的，是大有慈悲的，加倍的祝福给他。
He experienced that the Lord is very compassionate and merciful, and that he gave him double blessings.
好，那基本上后面的部分我们在祷告也讲过了。
And then the remainder of chapter 5 we already talked about during the prayer session.
所以我们凡事祷告。
So we need to pray in all circumstances.
好，那个最后那个19-20节我们在刚才问答时间也讲过了。
Also in chapter 5 verse 19 and 20 we covered that in the Q&A session.
好，所以我们这个雅各书就讲过。
So we have finished the book of James.
那个最后这些讲义应该都传给你们，你们有看到吗？
We have sent the notes, all the slides
已经跟
to everyone.
已经这些讲义都跟大家分享了，
so、these,
所以你们可以跟班务人员索取。
So these notes have been shared to everyone. So if you need help finding it, you can ask the coordinators.
好。那我们就这一节就这里结束，请大家低头默祷。
So let's conclude this session here. Let's pray in silence.
阿门。我们休息一下，等一下就是祷告会。
We'll take a break and then we have afternoon prayer session.